The redemption of the Jewish people will come because of love. That's how it all started. Sefer Bereishit is a book of stories about families where each family fell into the trap of brotherly hatred. Starting from the very beginning, Cain kills his brother Hevel, the first brothers on earth. Cain kills his brother. After that, Cham does a terrible thing to his father. What are the children of Noach? Then Abraham also splits off from his brothers. Abraham's children, Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael was such a bad influence, he had to be sent away. Yaakov and Esav. Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. And the brothers of Yosef, who sold him as a slave. So it was a story of brothers with insane jealousy, intense hatred towards one another. Not only was there no redemption, we went into exile. But in Shemot, a whole new story begins. And Hashem tells Moshe, go and you be the redeemer of the Jewish people, and you go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And who's going to help you? Your older brother Aaron. And it was because of the teamwork of Aaron and Moshe, because Aaron had no jealousy towards Moshe, that's why the redemption came, and that's why it worked. In a verse in this week's Parsha, we have an accounting of all the names of the major families. When it comes to the family of Aaron, it says like this, this was Aaron and Moshe to whom Hashem said, take the children out of Egypt according to their legions. They were the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to take the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. This was Moshe and Aaron. If you notice, the first time, it's Aaron and Moshe. And the second time, it's Moshe and Aaron. Rashi comments, sometimes Aaron and Moshe, sometimes Moshe and Aaron, to tell us that they were equal. They were always equal. So think of it. You know, to us it looks like Moshe was the great one. Moshe was the prophet. He was a teacher. He was a leader. Aaron had great things too. But the Chazal telling us that in the Torah's eyes they were equal. In Hashem's eyes they were equal. Each one had his job. Each one had his special unique task that only he could do. And Aaron, even though he was older, was not jealous of Moshe. And because of that, Aaron's kahuna lasted till today. His children and children's children and children's children's children are kohanim till today. And that's the idea behind that we learn in this week's Parsha. We learned b'chlar from the whole Exodus of Egypt, how Moshe and Aaron worked together. So it's very sad when in families there's jealousy between the brothers or sisters, because each one has to see his own individuality, his own uniqueness, his own greatness. Everybody's good in something else, and people have to apply themselves in the areas that they're good at and focus on that, and then not to be jealous of the other. And by not being jealous of the other, and even if the other one is more successful or greater in other ways, one should not be jealous. And if there is no jealousy, Hashem again will bring the redemption.